Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is transformation. We'll return with the devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The Gospel Transforms Lives Through Faith, Hope, and Love. Written and read by Jessica Finrokel. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you. As indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Colossians 1:4-6. Good news is satisfying, but sometimes hard to find. The phone rings late at night and our heart stops. The morning headlines paint the world as a dark place. The evening news fills our dreams with dread, as we hope for a good night's sleep. But there's nothing more satisfying in difficult circumstances than good news. A cheerful report about the people we care about shines bright in an otherwise dreary day. Such was the case for Paul the Apostle. While he was imprisoned in Rome, he received news of a congregation in Colossae that caused him to rejoice. This church was the result of Epaphras' conversion to Christianity when Paul preached to the Ephesians. The Colossians' response to the gospel resulted in changed lives as people came to faith in Christ Jesus. There's nothing more encouraging for someone in ministry to witness or hear about a person who encounters the gospel of Jesus Christ and whose life changes. The world is a hard place, with many barriers to growing up in Christ. Distractions abound, and the pull of the old way of living is strong. We can learn from the believers in the Colossians church and their emphasis on faith, hope, and love. Biblical faith involves commitment to God and an expression of trust in Him. Faith goes beyond what we know and understand. It is, as Hebrews 11:1 states, the assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is a loyalty to God that withstands the brunt of any bad news we may face. It takes God at His word, which means if God says He will not forsake us, then we can trust Him to keep His word. Faith in God finds its hope in spiritual realities, not the circumstances we see. Love for other believers in Christ is a central Christian virtue. 1 Corinthians 13 guides us in the type of love God wants to develop in us. It's the kind of love that doesn't keep records of wrongdoing, it doesn't harbor envy, and it doesn't insist on its own way. One of the ways the gospel transforms us is through this kind of love. It is non-negotiable evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. Patience, kindness, and deference to each other in the name of Jesus reveals how much God has changed our life. Hope is foundational to faith and love. It is more than a wish. It is confident expectation rooted in God's character, provision, and promise. We are guaranteed eternity in His presence. This kind of hope helps us look beyond our discouraging situations to the hope we have in Him. In Romans 8:18, Paul writes, "Our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." As we hold fast to hope, faith, and love, we give opportunity for God's glory to be revealed through us. And as His glory shines bright, we are transformed, and the world can see the difference the gospel makes. Intersecting faith and life. In our Sunday services, we are encouraged to live a life that honors God. We receive insight and encouragement to keep walking in faith, growing in love, and clinging to hope. If your circumstances overwhelm you and you feel your faith shaking, remember that loyalty to God is an expression of faith. God does not turn His back on you. When you keep your commitment toward Him to develop hope, faith, and love, He carries you through and transforms your life.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.